today.
The button is pressed.
The die is cast.
I wish I had one of those little party kazoo flippy things to go, whee! You know, fun will now be had.
You can't say the die is cast unless you cast
it's metal. Sorry.
Now the die has been cast.
Okay. There it is.
I didn't do very well at starting the session.
I forgot we had a soundboard.
Yes, we have a soundboard.
Who did that? Was it Ellie?
Not me.
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
I forgot about it.
Ellie, was it you?
Yes, it was me.
Well, I have only one thing to say for that.
Inspiration!
This is one heck of a cold open. Hello and welcome to Cause and Effect, the Home Professional Dragons campaign. My name is Crash. I'll be your DM for the evening. Tonight I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, Millie, and Jen. I almost said who wants to plug a thing, because that's what I say at the end.
Yes.
That was a very short episode.
Now for something completely different.
Sorry, I had to make the Monty Python reference after a line like that. Anyway, what happened last time?
Found a big building with a bunch of mechanicals in it.
Yep, they're all jurors.
Partially disassembled. Yep.
Are they disassembled or not yet assembled?
Hard to tell.
But they were not yet.
You haven't been investigating them yet. You were searching the premises first before looking into any one particular detail. And you don't have a man behind the curtain to disregard. Instead, you have control. The ship computer built on a crystalline structure that you previously encountered and rescued from, or took from, depending on how you want to look at the situation, an ancient spacecraft that had crashed into a swamp where all of their passengers had been turned into zombies. Well, effectively zombies. When you brought that crystal back to Flag headquarters to be examined by Cogbucket, the resident surgeon, healer, and barber, because, of course, why wouldn't a Warforged be good at all those things? No internal organs and no facial hair? You're going to take care of both of those. Okay. You had a conversation about it, and then Sclerora Springbrother showed up and said, "That's nice, it's mine now." And took it and left.
Because she's a jerk.
Well, apparently this is where she brought it. When you came here, Ave brought along with them a squirt bottle that Brightlight had given him. Not Nightlight. Bindle Brightlight. I'm saying this before Millie says anything. The spray bottle is filled with anti-nanites. Technically, they're nanites that have been altered so that instead of turning everything into a gray goo, they only consume other nanites to make more nanites. They do eventually disassemble themselves, so they go away, but while they're still active on whatever surface they sprayed on, if they encounter other nanites, they take out those other nanites. So it's an anti-sclerora thing. Because you did come here thinking that you might find her phylactery. Instead of a phylactery, you found a bunch of jurors and control. And a 20-foot tall zombie-like creature with a scythe that's 15 feet long that broke down the front doors and has come into this ossuary. So that's a thing. Roll for initiative.
Oh, boy. All right. Forgot which dice I'm using for that. Is it 20?
There should be a button
there's
on
a
your
place to do it on the...
There's a
character sheet. Okay.
Click the word initiative. It'll pop up.
Yes,
it should be either underneath your,
Got it.
You found it? Okay, yep, good.
Just couldn't remember. And
it makes sense.
Initiative. Okay, where's initiative on this thing? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Did job getting your net one out of the way there, Hobby.
And we have permission.
Okay, I have an 18.
Did not show my anything. There it is.
And we have permission to autopilot Cavil in Io's absence. So we'll roll initiative for Cavil. There we go. The healer is not going last. Instead, the rogue and party paladin are going last.
You know what? We're just here to I'm here to kill steal.
As usual.
As is determined by tradition. Okay. So we're starting off with a tie for first place with 18s. We've got A and Mech. So.
Okay.
Jen, what Mech sees is at the far end, because you're over by the curtains, which are on one side of this ossuary, and on the other end of the ossuary, over there to the west, is this zombie-like giant thing that I just told you about. They just burst through the doors. They had to crouch down to do it. They stood up to full height. The center hallway that you're in for the ossuary goes all the way up to the ceiling. There is a second floor that has balconies, but it's kind of like when you go to a two-story mall where they don't have the second floor go all the way across. You get to look down and see the space below. I just realized I made a Warforged ossuary mall. Do not stop at the kiosks. I do not want to think about what the kiosks sell here. Anyway. What would you like to
do? Let's see, I have enough gold to buy a house, so let's...
Alright. I'm going to move closer to this thing.
Okay.
Probably not within range, but closer. So I don't know how many squares that's going to be.
Ended, I waved at it.
You can move six squares.
Six squares, okay.
Well, six squares if you want to attack. 12 squares if you want to not have an attack remaining.
I'm just going to go a little closer.
Okay.
So one, two, let's see.
Oh, I should probably unpause the game.
I can't move it. Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Okay, so one, two, three, four, five, six. And I'm just going to stand there for the moment.
Okay. I will tell you that you don't have to do this. I'm just going to say you could move another six squares and not be within striking distance for you of this thing.
Okay.
But.
Well, I'm going to see which way he's going to go and that kind of thing.
You still have, while your actions aren't really useful right now, you do have a bonus action as well. There is a particular bonus action that you might want to try.
Oh, I'm trying to remember what that is.
Would you like to rage?
Bonus action. Oh, yes. Okay. Let me find that on the character sheet here somewhere.
Yes.
Let's see where that is. Rage. Okay, got it. I'm clicking rage right now.
Okay.
Sure. There we go.
All right.
And then, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
It is going to move to right behind you.
Sounds good. Stay behind me, eh? We'll get through this.
Peek out from around your legs.
Sure.
Basically, A is using you as partial cover.
That's fine. I'm good for that.
And
he's learned from the best.
Now, no one was within 5 feet of this thing, so A does not really get sneak attack.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Eventually, I'll get there, and then he can sneak attack if he follows.
Well, maybe it'll come to you.
It might. That would be easier.
All right, so we are going to throw... I love that it gives me the stats for throwing psychic blades with dex or strength, like I would ever use the strength stat for A.
Oh, no.
Insert someone looking at things that you can do in D&D saying, actually, if these particular spells were cast and A acquired this magical item, A would actually be stronger than Tex and would be able to... Like, no. No, I don't want to think about that. We're just going to...
Big beast.
Then I clicked on the wrong thing. No, we are not doing strength. Foundry,
you talked yourself into it.
You were supposed to be the chosen one. Well, that's an 11. I am certain that's not going to hit. I was correct. That is not going to hit. So, bonus attack, because we can do two of these. Okay. Okay, that one hit. That's a nat 20.
Wow.
I'm just going to roll damage for a critical hit. A has done 9 points of damage.
Wow.
Bask in A's awesomeness. Good job, A.
Yep. Good job, A. You're doing great.
Applause.
Who put that sign up there? Why is it flashing applause? Okay, no. It doesn't have 9 hit points left. It took 9 hit points. That's a very different number.
It's a start.
Yeah, but it's a work in progress. And the last thing A is going to do, because A still has a bonus action, is A is going to try to use a bonus action to hide.
Okay.
Good A.
Okay, that's a 25. A is effectively invisible behind Mech. Somehow the people who are behind A and Mech are still unable to see A. We're not at socks level.
Well done, eh?
Hiding behind a blade of grass. But with a 25, I'd say we're getting there.
Yeah.
All right. With that done, we are now up to Tex. Oh, I should probably hit the begin combat button to move up so I can keep track of this properly. There we go. Tex, it is your turn.
Let me double check something real quick. Yeah, it's not actually a thing I have to click. Okay. I am going to use the dash action. Make sure I remember where to put myself. And as I'm passing by Mech and A, I say, I'm going to try to get its attention and turn it away from you. Hit it while its back is turned.
Okay.
All right. So you have gone past Mech and A. You are now, as you have just measured, 30 feet away from this thing. Cavil is still a bit closer over to the side there. But I'm sure Cavil will move during their turn, which is after the Sentinel's turn. So, let's see. What's its movement?
At least Cavil's probably up near the ceiling.
Fun fact, when I was making this character imported into Foundry, I forgot to copy-paste their movement. This does not mean their movement is really zero and they have to stay put. We're not doing that.
Dang it.
Let's see. Blind sight, dark vision.
But what if it was?
Challenge rating, proficiency bonus. Where is your movement? It was right here. Where did it move? Ah, there it is. Okay. One moment. We're just going to change the movement. For some reason, I thought I might need to look at the original document, so I had that open in another tab. Okay. That sounded like someone pounding the table in frustration because I said I found it.
Well, yeah, now we know what its speed is, and it can't be zero.
Its speed is up to zero or higher.
All right.
I want to know what happens when you have a negative speed.
You can only walk backwards through time. Okay, it's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20. Okay.
Interesting.
And where it is now, it is going to use an ability, which I'm going to look up because I've forgotten the mechanics for it. There we go.
Not an ability.
Yes. Called Grim Reaping.
I like that rhyme. That's bad.
It has a scythe. If it didn't have an ability called Reap, or some variation of the term, it'd be a very poorly made, custom-made character. It's going to spin. It pulls out its scythe, holds it at arm's length, and slices in a big circle. Which, game mechanics-wise, means it's doing an attack at everyone within range. The scythe is 15 feet in length. That's its reach. So it's going to attempt to hit Cavil, Tex, and two of the Warforged that jurors that are currently like hanging on the wall right there. If specifically moved so they'd be within range also.
I clonk off that wall though.
Well, you're assuming that the scythe won't go through the wall.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And will this... Let me do a thing. Okay. So stand by as I figure out Foundry. Effectively, it's a scythe attack against each opponent. We are going to do the two Warforged against the wall first. All right, so I'm going to say the one closest to the door, it rolled a nat one for that one. This one here, it obliterates. Slices them in half. Their upper torso falls to the ground. The lower half is still attached to whatever is holding it to the wall. Tex, you see it, maybe it's a trick of the fact that it fell and there was an impact, so it was moving around from that. But it almost seems to reach out to you before it collapses completely. And now...
Who is this aimed at?
You see the warforged that are on the map? I put a circle over one of them. That's the one that just got hit.
Okay.
And now we've got the roll against cattle. That is not going to be a nat 1. That's a 25. And it's really hard to select cattle's character when I'm in the shape tool.
Yeah, doesn't work well at all.
That's a lot of dice. I forgot it was that many dice. That's 22 points of damage to Cavill.
Oh.
Hey, hit point?
Not known as having a good time. And last attack is going to be against Tex. I'm at the point where I have to scroll up to find the scythe attack again. That's a 14.
That's a what?
A 14.
14.
Okay.
So that does not hit.
That will not hit.
No. And that is its turn. Next up is Cavill. Who is in the interesting predicament of remembering the conversation they had with Mo before you all left to come here about not leading from the front and technically leading back. But that's where the baddie came from. And now they're the first party member to take damage. Because, of course...
Do they have any way to anything that can be used to not be in the front?
I am looking over the character.
They have those sneakers.
Oh, you know what would probably happen, though?
Oh, what because is it called? The Rebuke?
The Hellish,
Hellish Rebuke!
Yes. As I'm looking over the spells, I'm like, oh yeah, that totally would have been used.
Yes.
That's a DC 16 saving throw. Let's see if I can do this properly. That's a 24. So it's going to do 7 points of fire damage.
Hurts when you hit it. Learn! Hit other things!
Wow.
But that would have been at the end of the Sentinel's turn. Now it's Cavill's turn. And now I'm looking through for... You know, where's a good dimension door when you need it?
Cavill, what do you have?
Oh, is that the bad guy? Sorry, I was zoomed in on my character in this doorway, and so then I zoomed out, and I was like, oh, snap!
So, yes, I got the art from the book and had that be the icon.
Doorway.
Cavill is going to cast invisibility. And
if you're invisible and you leave their area.
And then is going to fly... straight up and then over a little bit. So Cavill isn't here on the ground where you see Cavill parallel with Tex. Cavill's like 20 feet up from there. That is going to invoke an attack of opportunity, but it'll be at disadvantage. And I forgot to roll disadvantage, so let's roll again. Okay, the lowest of those rolls is a 15, which is going to hit again. That is an additional 24 points of damage. But now Cavil is potentially out of range and invisible, so not as likely to take additional damage.
Hopefully not leaving a blood trail. You think if you turn invisible, then it shouldn't be able to hit you for...
It's okay. I'm pretty sure Tex is going to provide a distraction.
Good.
In a turn.
Yes, well.
Chadrick.
Yes.
It is your turn.
Did we decide what this thing in here on this table is?
Yeah, that thing on the table.
We know what that is.
From the spaceship in the swamp.
Gotcha. That's the thing I waved at the end of the session.
Oh, no, you waved at the undead sentinel that is slicing Chadrick up into small pieces. Well, not Chadrick.
Yeah, well,
Cavil. I did it again!
C's.
Yes.
They start with C's.
It's a good thing. Oh, darn, I had something that I should have done.
See, how far can I move?
You can move 6 squares. 12 if you decide you're going to skip an action.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm very begrudgingly doing this. I want it known.
It's okay. Everyone knows.
See, I know. Let's see. What are the things that I can do? What are you? I'm going to be helpful.
Sounding.
I know, y'all. Will I do it? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. I'm going to cast Crusader's Mantle. I'm going to do it.
Not Crusader's Mantle.
Do it.
I've totally forgotten what Crusader's Mantle does. It's a good thing that Foundry tells
So, everyone within 30 feet of me now gets an extra 1d4 radiant damage with a weapon attack.
Neat.
Within how far of you?
Within 30 feet.
Okay. Oh, that's right there.
Mm. Oh no, I'm just outside it, aren't I? I am.
But that can change.
Some way of moving forward during your turn.
Oh, it's an aura, not a...
Yeah, it's not a permanent. It follows me. I just put it on me so we could see.
That is good. That is useful.
Well, yes. Players will know a lot about auras. And wait, no, you've got the wrong aura. Change your aura. Now you're standing in the fire. Now, who invited the Rat Paladin?
Don't stand in the bed. I remember that.
Do not stand in the bed.
Mm-hmm. I never played a Rhett Paladin. I was always protection or retribution.
I don't think I've ever played a Paladin, but I might have. It's been a long time.
My favorite class in WoW. Anyway, Chadrick, mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to do?
Like, that was pretty useful. I stepped forward, which, look at me, and I gave people a buff. I'm doing my job.
Okay. Just making sure before I go on to the next character... It is now Hobby's turn.
Let's see, how many steps do I get to take normally?
They're 5-foot squares, so 6 steps would be 30 feet. Well, 6 squares would be 30 feet, rather.
Okay. 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Can I stand on that? I mean, climb up.
You know what?
They could as a cat.
Give me an acrobatics roll just for the fun of it.
So we can decide how good you did at it?
With a 19, yes, you are on top of the somewhat disabled Warforged.
Okay, that's good. But, you know, I'm not going to be staying there because I'm going to use my feline agility.
Climbed up it just to say you could.
Which doubles it to another... 5, 10, 15, 20? Can I jump on that one?
Yes, but when you jumped on the first one, let me tell you something. When you jumped on the first one, you hear TX894 system failure. 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 And then you've already jumped off of it.
See, does that mean anything to us?
I'm going to yell, some people it might. It's a TX model when it dies.
No. I remember nothing of my entire civilization I grew up in.
It's not about your civilization.
I'm going to be jumping on...
It's about Tex.
Yes, it's calling you Tex.
Oh, yeah.
Probably yell, it said Tex, and then keep run. Well, jump.
Okay.
Jumping on the next one.
That's going to be another
because
acrobatics.
Because terrible. Okay. Give me my acrobatics.
25.
Yes. Little 25.
You land on its head and shoulders as gracefully as a cat does when they jump on top of someone's head and shoulders. Which is, okay, so maybe gracefully is not the right word if you're the one getting landed on. What you hear this one say... And it's not really coming out of their mouth, but there's some type of internal speaker in there. M-E-K version 8-7 power draw of 9-9-9-9-9. And then there's a sort of crackle and a smell of something melting.
I feel slightly guilty. I want to check something. Come on, Kanga, where is this? That must be in my features. Javi is actually going to stop what she is doing here, and she is going to use a point of lay on hands to see if that will stabilize the thing that she is standing on. It's more of lay on feet, but you know.
Well, potato, potato.
That is unfortunately an action, and my zoomies are what gave me... Oh, it's special. It's not a bonus, so I still have a bonus action, don't I?
You still have a bonus action, then yes.
Okay. All right, where's one? There it is. This is my bonus action.
I recommend hiding. It's a very useful bonus action.
I mean, it would be, but Hobby wants a weapon.
I do appreciate the animated GIF of Hobby using Lay on Hand. Mm-hmm. Which is a different definition of Lay on Hand than... what is intended in the game mechanics. However, it is cat.
I mean, she did probably jump up on, like, all fours because her bipedalism is optional. So imagine her kind of crouched across the shoulders of the thing and...
trying to heal it with your hand while summoning a shadow blade. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, or maybe healing it with one hand that's, you know, clinging to the one shoulder and one hand is outstretched with the shadow blade about to come.
You landed on the Warforged with a 3-point hero landing.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
And then did Healy's.
Okay.
And it's trying to heal it.
But
a point
you're not wearing
a point will do that.
The only person here with special shoes is Cavill. We have already established this. Okay, next up is Matt.
Yes.
Okay, so I've already engaged my rage protocol after forgetting about that for a bit. And I think I'm going to move closer to this thing and do a reckless attack.
Okay.
If I can remember how to do that. Let's see how that goes. That's it. Yeah, I got to get closer to it, though. So
right.
I'm going to try that.
So go ahead and move.
Yeah, I'm going to... I don't know how many feet I get to move.
Six squares.
40.
40? Awesome.
You
six squares.
40? Okay, never mind then. Oh,
yeah.
Move right up to
I'm going
nice.
There.
Okay.
I can, yeah. And it looks like his back is turned at this moment, I guess. Right?
That's
no?
just the character art. Technically, it's facing you still.
Okay. So I was going to try to get behind it.
You
if
do
possible.
Not have the movement
this
to get behind
six.
It and still be able to attack, but you do have the movement to get up to it and attack.
Okay.
I believe Tex's plan is to get to the side of it, to flank it, basically.
Okay. Yeah. I can't do the reckless attack yet, and then
well,
there is an extra attack thing I can get to.
If you move 40 feet,
I can?
You move to here.
Okay.
And you can do reckless
attack. Yeah, then
here.
I'll hit it.
I will tell you that as soon as you get up to parallel with Tex, it takes an attack of opportunity. Now, you might say, wait, that's not how the rules work. Attacks of opportunity or for when you move away from something, not when you move towards it. And also, it already used an attack of opportunity on Cavil. And I would say, for every other being, you are correct. But this one has special rules. Because Kobold Press, Tome of Foes monsters are always a bit tougher. And they've got extra things that just mess you up.
Okay. That's
so
fine.
It is going to, as soon as you get within range, it tries to slice at you with its scythe.
Okay.
This does not stop you from doing anything, by the way. But that's 26 to hit.
26 to hit. My armor class is 17.
We're going to roll damage. Okay. So, dang it, I can't use that roll. Well, it can. The problem with that roll, let me double check. Oh, I can. It tells me to do it. Okay. So here's the thing. It's not just doing slashing damage. You are, because you're raging, you take half damage from slashing.
Right.
I don't think you take half damage from necrotic.
I don't know.
We need to look up rage. If only there was a features section that had rage listed.
Right, I'm trying to look at that. I'm trying to figure out where that is. I know, it's here somewhere. Right here. Oh, there it is.
Take a look.
Okay, so rage is...
bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
As a bonus action. Yeah,
is what
yeah,
you're resistant
that.
To. So you're going to take half damage from the slicing.
Okay.
But you take full damage from necrotic. And that necrotic was 3d6, and I rolled all sixes for that. Ugh.
Okay, so what does
that
put
news,
me at?
The math is easy. You're going to take 20 points of damage. That's very easy to subtract that. I'll do it for you.
Oh, wow. Yes, please do that for me.
Okay. So you have what proportionately, if a normal person took the proportion of damage that you took, it'd be a bad paper cut.
Okay.
A would be bloodied. You have a bad paper cut.
Okay. That's fine. A should have stayed back anyway.
A did stay back.
Yes.
Although A might be following you because A was hiding behind you. Imagine, if you will, trying to hide behind a tree, and then the tree gets up and walks away.
And walks away.
To attack that guy over
that's
there. But now you are close enough that you can do your reckless attack.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to do the reckless attack, and I have that up here. I'm not sure what I roll, but I'm going to hit this button and see if it happens. No? Doesn't do it?
Reckless attack just describes it. Give me a second here.
Yeah, I'm having trouble making that work.
You do a normal attack at advantage.
Okay. So D20, D10, what do we want?
So in your character sheet under inventory.
Inventory, okay.
Look for your Great Axe of Intimidation and click on the icon for it.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And
there it
when
is.
When you go back to the chat and click the attack button, pick the one that says advantage in the pop-up.
Okay. So I hit attack, and I'm looking for advantage. Okay, got advantage. There it goes.
And it's going to take the higher of the two numbers.
That's not bad.
That's a 22.
Yeah.
So that's going to hit. So go ahead and click the damage button. That was right below the attack.
Damage button. Okay. Got a choice between critical hit or normal.
Normal.
Normal? Got it.
Yeah.
7. Well, 12.
Okay. 12 points of damage.
Yep. Yeah, this is what mech is made for.
Yes. And do you get two attacks, or do you only have the one?
I don't know. I think I get more than one attack, because there's something in here. The reckless attack starting at level 2, or second level, you can... Let's see.
Beginning at fifth level, you can attack twice instead of once. So you do get
there it is, attack. Yeah. The extra attack.
Go ahead.
Cool. And let's do that one.
Click that attack button again, but this time you're not attacking at advantage.
Okay. That didn't give me a thing. Extra attack there.
Oh, no. You did, just scroll up to your great axe.
I did it wrong.
Again and click the attack button again.
Okay. I will do that. Okay. So there's that. And it is. Sorry, losing it already. What did I do before?
You click the attack button.
Could just do this one again?
Yeah.
Attack button.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm trying. Hold on.
All good.
Okay. There. And attack.
Yes. And this time you are not clicking advantage. You're clicking normal.
Okay. Got it. 20.
20.
29. You know whoa.
You did advantage, did you? Go ahead and click damage. And
if you
click damage, you are clicking the one that says critical.
Okay. I'm doing it again.
You roll your damage.
And clicking critical.
Okay, damage and critical. 20.
That's 20 points of damage. That's exactly what it did to you.
Uh-huh. Have it back, you.
Barbarian rebuke.
I don't want it.
Barbarian rebuke.
Yep.
Barbarian rebuke versus hellish rebuke. Who wore it better?
Yes.
okay.
It is
I think that's
turn.
Probably it, right? All right.
And Millie has shared a no you reverse Uno card. Okay. A
I like
is
that.
Going to okay. pause for a moment, still looking like they're trying to peek around Mech, realizes Mech isn't there anymore. Oh. If this was animated, there would be like a dotted outline silhouette of Mech. Where Mech used to be, with A looking around, and there'd be arrows pointing at it going blink, 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 but it's not.
Yeah.
So A just sort of moves over here to hide behind the Warforged and Javi. There are two for right now. And A is going to do the whole Psychic Blades thing again.
Worked last time.
Well, for a definition of worked.
Mm-hmm.
Normal. Oh, wait, I'm wrong. A's a kobold. Mech is within 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanks.
The first one would have hit, but I was trying for a crit. Okay. But also, because that roll was done at advantage, that was 10 damage, by the way, from the Psychic Blade.
Ooh.
But.
Nice.
That was done at advantage, and A's a rogue. So, sneak attack. That's an additional 11.
Nice.
All right.
And you're counting that Ace being within this aura thing.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'll take care of that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have again forgotten that A is rolling an advantage.
And then 1d4.
I'm going to roll 2d4 after I roll the damage for this.
Okay.
Make up for the first one missing. Well, first one being forgotten, rather. This one's not going to do as much damage. That one's only 6, but we're going to add 2d4 for the aura. That adds another 5, so another 11 points of damage. By the way, I should have said this before, but thanks to Mech's attacks, this thing is bloodied.
Oh, good.
Good.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm made for.
I'm going to kill steal, y'all.
Now it's Tex's turn.
Just double checking something. Yep. Okay. I am coming over here, and I have the movement to go around it instead of going through it if I need to.
I trust you with that.
Although, if you come in range, it did that to Mech when Mech came in range.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it came in range to me.
Oh, all right. So you were already in range. Got it.
Yes. And that ability has already triggered for its turn. So it can't do it again. It gets 2 attacks of opportunity for different circumstances, but it's done both of them already.
Oh.
And I'm going to hit it.
Okay.
Ooh.
A 28 is going to hit.
Uh-huh.
A 12 is not.
Could I get to hitting with a 1d8?
Let me check. AC 17. So yes, you could in theory.
I am going to use my inspiration then.
Okay. A 26 will also hit.
Nice.
And the first one's going to be a goading attack. And it has to make a wisdom saving throw, DC 17.
A dirty 20.
All right. Actually, the second one's going to be a goading attack then, too.
Why not?
If it doesn't succeed, goading as in. Again.
Do you mean like goat, like as in it's the best move of all time?
No, G-O-A-D.
No, goad.
No.
I thought I should ask.
Mm. One of those words that doesn't get used often enough so people forget what it means. Like the word Nell. I had to look up the word Nell today.
It goes bong.
It could also be a sorrowful.
Anyway, name. It's got to make another whiff.
No, death knell.
Oh, right.
Yes, this thing has an ability called Death Knell. That's why I looked it up.
Oh, goody.
Thanks for telling us.
That's a 14. So that one doesn't make it.
Okay. So it has disadvantage on all attack rolls against targets other than me until the end of my next turn.
All right. Also, I do believe you have to roll damage, or do you not roll damage when you do a goading attack?
I do.
Okay.
No, I do.
To the total, add the total to the damage roll.
Damage and ends this thing.
Yeah. I mean, you did two hits and.
And then, I think those are eights. I apologize. I have to double check.
And eight.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out what my superiority dice are.
Oh.
D8s. Yes.
So two more D8s.
You know, I was joking about doing the 60 points of damage, but you just did over 30.
Oh, and it moves 5 feet, let's say, toward the wall. So it's partially standing on the
remains.
The juror that it destroyed.
Okay. It is the Sentinel's turn. Let's see if its ability recharges. It does not.
Okay.
So instead, it's going to just be normal. The 20-foot tall undead being with a scythe is just going to be normal. I need to point this out.
Uh-huh. Yes. Otherwise, one of us would have.
Just being chill.
Yeah. Just doing undead things with a scythe. It's normal.
Is it doing the cool twirly thing to, like, you know, like, see how dexterous it is still?
Oh, it does that with every attack, yes.
Oh, that's good.
You should see it.
That's important world building for me. Ooh!
If you wait,
this is important for me.
If you wait long enough, when it's not its turn, every now and then you'll see it toss the scythe into the air in a cool twirl and catch it again.
Thing
back and forth, shifting weight from 1 foot to the other.
Gosh, that's so cool.
Stop praising the bad guy.
I can appreciate cool wherever it is.
He almost cut Cavill in half. Twice.
I can still kill it. I just have to appreciate the fact that it has cool scythe skills.
Okay, speaking of cool scythe skills, it is going to use one attack on each of the Warforged that are flanking it right now. Okay. And yes, I am very much aware that one of those attacks is going to be a disadvantage.
Probably me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it has to attack. It is, stat-wise, it would have a better chance attacking Tex. But it knows this. And it resents it. Can't tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll take the lower roll. That makes it a 28.
Oh, okay. Well, that's armor class is 17, so.
Yeah. This thing is pretty tough. No, you're not going to take all that damage because slashing is reduced.
Oh.
So you're going to take 17 points of damage.
Okay, can you fix that on my character sheet? Thank you.
Oh, wait. Math. My mortal enemy.
Could you do that? You already factored in the raging defense.
Yeah, I did that first.
Okay, good.
Mac is down to 107.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So I got a...
Oh, no, you're...
...to me computer on Tuesday, and I immediately installed Linux on it, but it's new enough that a lot of the stuff that works out of the box on other computers running Linux, I've been fighting with it since Tuesday. I still don't have Bluetooth working.
Ugh.
But you know what
worked
immediately? The custom key on the keyboard with a calculator icon on it. When I press that, it opens the calculator app in Linux. I don't know why that thing that I've never seen before just works, but Bluetooth doesn't. The HDMI port didn't. It didn't even know that the screen was a monitor.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, rant aside, I've changed your hit points to 107. While I was talking. I feel skilled. Now, nicely the other done. Attack is mm-hmm. going to be against Tex. Okay, I laughed because it's of its nat one, which means it gets inspiration. I think that's how it works. I don't make the rules. Oh. I just make up the rules as I go.
There you go.
I'm tempted to say the scythe falls off. I'm not going to say that. I will say that when it takes a swing at Tex, it tries to do an overhead swing, misses, and it jams the scythe blade deep into the floor to the point where it looks like it might have trouble pulling it out. Maybe.
Stop trying to hit me and hit me.
Next up is Cavill's turn.
Might I just stay invisible?
Oh, yeah.
And be out of range. And be out of range of it.
Now, if I remember correctly, invisibility doesn't go until you do an action. Invisibility goes until the spell expires. Concentration.
It's concentration.
There is an invisibility that's concentration. I don't think it's this one.
Greater invisibility.
This was regular.
Becomes invisible until the spell ends. Anything you're wearing or carrying is invisible as long as it's on the target's person. You use greater invisibility or regular invisibility?
Regular invisibility. I was going to blow greater invisibility for this. Just something to give...
The spell ends if you... Yeah. The spell ends for a target that attacks or casts a spell.
Okay, so Cavill will appear when
Cavill should move first.
Cavill doesn't have to attack or cast a spell.
Cavill?
Has a staff that heals. Using the staff is not casting a spell or attacking.
Cavill should heal Cavill's own self. Cavill should also move out of the way if that thing has a wide, flashy, whirly whirlwind nonsense. Cavill should move at least 10 feet out of the way.
Okay, so it's going to be cure wounds.
Huh?
How do I adjust how many charges the staff has?
It's your staff.
I didn't hire it. All of its stats are for attacking. I guess you just got to remember. The good news is Cure Wounds, I believe, is also a spell that Cavill has. So I'm going to do this thing here. Spellcasting ability modifier. Where is that? There. Just remember I'm using two charges from the staff.
How many does it have normally?
10 total.
One.
Oh, okay.
Did you say it had one charge normally, but I'm using two of them?
No.
Dang it, you got your inspiration back. I am sorry that I'm not sorry about that.
Teehee.
That's how you pronounce T-H-E. Teehee.
Teehee.
To who?
To whom? Sorry.
To he, to who?
Imagine if somebody tried to correct a laughter. They're like, no, oh, no, no, no. It's to whom? To whom, to whom, to whom?
To who?
That would be a horrible laugh.
Knock, knock.
Okay, I'm losing it, y'all.
Nobody's going for it.
I see what you did there. Cavil also has a bonus action, which is, of course, going to be used to inspire Bardic Inspiration.
Which is also not a spell.
Which is also not a spell. And Cavil's going to use Bardic Inspiration on Hobby.
It'd be smart to use it on one of the other people.
But
Hobby still has several moves.
You are going after Chadrick. All right, speaking of which,
something
Chadrick.
About...
Yes? It is my turn. I'm going to walk forward 6 more squares. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to bring my bad boy. Come on, come with me. Please.
I'll move it. Give me a second.
I think you have to draw it again.
To drawing tools, and then I click here. No, I'm drawing.
Come back. I didn't draw nothing. This is an actual thing it gave me.
Yeah, that template gets drawn.
Oh.
When you do the thing.
Please. Let me draw. Let me move you.
This is an affront.
I just want my circle.
This is why we don't have nice things, I guess. Oh, it's a measurement tool. There we go. I can move it.
There okay. Thank you.
Oh.
It's not a drawing.
Yeah, I knew that would be helpful.
Okay, so now your aura has reached the Underworld Sentinel, so it is going to get the bonus. That's
no.
How this works.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm looking at my stuff. Because I don't want to break my concentration, but I want to do something of help.
Doesn't this help?
Yeah, but like, I can't kill steel if I just stand here like a nightlight.
Okay.
Quite I'm nice. Just standing here like a glow light in the middle of this hallway going, look at me. Punch better.
Somewhere.
I hope y'all have been adding your radiant damage die to all your attacks.
On an island called Flotsam.
It'll be now.
A gnome artificer named Bindle goes, now who's the nightlight?
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
The things that I can do. There are so many buttons I can look at. Anyways.
Isn't it?
Just to feel helpful, I'm going to throw a dagger.
Why not?
I have one. I might as well throw it.
Okay.
How do I throw this correctly?
That's an excellent question.
Oh my gosh. This is just putting it in the chat. Okay, I see what I'm doing. Attack rolls. That hit.
Oh my gosh. 20. Yeah, you got a 24.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
Oh.
And I do believe you are within your aura.
Yes, I am within my own aura.
If you are not within your aura, something has gone horribly wrong.
Right, right.
Roll
probably
that
involving
beautiful
alcohol
bean damage.
Because Chadrick.
Right.
I'm sorry, what was that? I mean.
Okay, and then I'm going to roll the d4 for the damage, for the radiant damage.
Okay. Yeah, it takes damage from a little dagger.
But I helped.
You killed Steel with that. I would be so...
I was hoping.
There's a...
I was Conan hoping.
Barbarian there's a Conan the Barbarian movie that I haven't seen the whole thing, but when they were fighting the big bad at the very end of it, the rogue character throws one dagger at its head. That's the only thing the rogue character does. The rest of it is all Arnold Schwarzenegger's problem. And at the very end of it, it's dead and lying on the ground. The rogue comes up, pulls the dagger out, puts a foot on top and smiles like, and I helped. That rogue was not a paladin. However.
That was how Chadrick lives his life.
Okay. It's now Hobby's turn.
Hobby is 1, 2. Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And is going to put a hand on the one that is there next to her and do a lay on hands because, they have it in hand over there anyway. So let me hit that. I'm going to do 1 point for my pool. So I'm now down to... darn, it doesn't say what I've got. Oh, it's in here. It's probably my spell book or something. No, it's not my spell. Well, anyway, I'm doing one layout at 1 point to try to stabilize the thing that I have not sat on yet and possibly broken. People can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You did lay on hands on a warforce that you didn't sit on and break.
Right. For 1 point, because that's what stabilizes things, right?
In theory. It depends on if they're just taking constant damage or not.
This is reasonable.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly something. I'm not sitting on them and breaking this one, okay? I was careful not to.
Technically, you weren't sitting on the others. You were leaping off of them. But please continue.
Yeah, well, and now I will use a bonus action to hide. Because I can't actually get into range to hit it this turn anyway, so I might as well stop here and... Stealth check.
And there are sirens outside.
A mere 11? I feel offended.
And they're getting close. Uh-huh. Give me a second here.
Okay.
Good.
All right. So, that is Javi's turn. So, we are going... you did an 11 stealth check. I'm not going to say that you're definitely invisible. However, it is quite possible that you feel the way a cat feels when they crouch down on a hardwood floor to hide, because the tall grass on the hardwood floor is now totally disguising them. So next up is Mech.
All right. I'm going to... probably still raging, yes?
Oh, I'm sure.
No? Okay, so I'm still raging. I'm going to move closer to this thing and try to slice off one of its arms so it'll have bad time trying to, you know, use that weapon.
You are already right next to it.
Okay, so. Well, that's what I'm going to do then. Yeah. Okay. So
and you're within the range of the aura.
I am.
Whatever the aura does.
So we'll worry about adding that damage in a little bit, but first go back to your great axe in your inventory and click on the icon.
Uh-huh. There we go. See it.
Go ahead and click on attack.
Okay, attack. Do I have advantage because I'm in the aura?
No, the aura adds to your damage.
Okay, so normal?
Yes.
Okay, doing it.
Wow.
It's a 28.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay, damage. Here we go.
I think that one did it.
Do we want normal or critical?
It's normal.
Normal? Okay, normal. It's an 8.
Okay. Well,
it's a 13.
13, but okay. Also, so in the chat box right below that, down underneath the chat box, you got a bunch of dice symbols. Click on the one on the far left that's a triangle.
Hold on.
And then click
roll. Am I looking at this in my character sheet or below? Okay.
In the chat.
So the triangle.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Then click roll.
There's a triangle. 2.
Okay, so you're doing 15 points of damage.
Okay.
How do you?
Because you're in that sphere.
How do I want to what?
Sorry, how do you want to end this thing?
Well, with that amount of damage, I mean, I could just slice him through the middle with the great axe. That ought to do something.
Okay. So here's what I propose to yes and your statement. Remember when we said earlier that when it's doing its idle animation, it tosses the scythe up, then it spins in the air, then it catches it?
Yeah.
You do something similar with your great axe, but it goes up through the legs, up through the torso, up through the head. Now, you're not, as tall as you are, you're not tall enough to reach 20 feet with your axe. So you do toss it It slices through the sentinel. Axe comes and back down. Done. You catch it with a hand upraised. And then the sentinel just sort of slides to the ground and falls apart.
And we're done.
Back to the shepherd.
All right.
Hopefully.
And then one of the warforged, we're not going to say which one, may or may not have speakers on their shoulders. May not. Who knows? Actually have some type of music playing in celebration. Never mind. Copyright strikes aside. I'm going to pause the recording because we've been playing for over an hour.
Okay.
All right. We're back. And I'm going to tell you, to speed things up a little bit, you explore the rest of the ossuary. The second floor is more of what's on the first floor. Lots of alcoves with warforged.
You're forgetting a hobby thing, though.
Oh.
Hobby wants to heal things.
Yes.
Hobby is going to try to heal the things.
That you explore both floors. So.
Ah. So. Well, she only has eight more lay on hands.
Yes. And I imagine that for eight more points of lay on hands, you're going and you get a hit point and you get a hit point and you get it. Everyone, check under your seats. Well, only eight of you check under your seats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chadrick has this too. So Hobby is going to say, try to fix them. Two of them talked when I landed on them. Try to fix them.
Oh, I picked up my dagger also that I threw. Very important dagger. Mm-hmm.
Any daggers.
I mean, do I have to use lay on hands?
Unfortunately, yes, because we can't necessarily use healing. Although she'll try later.
I almost said no one's telling you have to, but then I remembered that Hobby would probably be telling you that you have to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I'm immune to disease? Anyways.
Yeah, I'd say about half of the party is immune to disease because warforged are also immune to disease.
Yeah, yeah. We are.
Or resistant to it. Oh, right, disease, yeah. It's poison or resistant to.
Resistant to poison, immune to disease.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fine.
Unless it's a computer virus.
Ooh, scary.
But there's no game mechanics for that. Right. Yet.
Yet.
I lay on hand points.
They actually.
Oh, there they are. They
lay on hand pool. Active abilities under feature.
Yeah, I found it. How many am I supposed to use since you want me to use up all of mine?
One each. Try to stabilize them.
How many? My brain cannot remember how many.
Okay, 2 points.
Thank you.
Not 2 points of healing. 2 points to bring up. One is not every juror warforged here is intact enough for those of you who've been around Warforged to say, oh, yes, a point of healing would be helpful in this case. Like, if they're missing their head, might not.
Okay.
Like, there's no, oh, he might get better type thing going on there. But the other is, if you only count the ones where they're intact enough that they might still be functional enough that a point of healing can stabilize them, there's still more of them here than you have points of healing remaining.
There's more than 40?
There's two floors of this.
Because I have 40 lay on hands buttons.
Wow.
One,
I know, I'm very helpful to the team.
Eight warforged. And there are four alcoves just on the north side of the first floor. There's more alcoves on the south side.
We should get a head count and like a level of triage done before we start going to Heel Town.
Okay.
So surely that's not how Hobby is working.
Warforged.
Well, that's great for Hobby, for those eight.
Yes. Uh-huh. I mean, Hobby's triaging them as she goes along if they don't have a head, no.
But like the 40 that are left with the realization with my party skills, knowing that there's a whole nother floor,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna like do a mass handsing on the way out instead of doing it from the preemptive.
Okay. So you're gonna be examining things. While I am asking Tex a question, I would like you to roll an investigation roll at, I'm going to say disadvantage, because let's face it, you have probably not been paying that much attention to how Warforged are built.
I mean, Perry, I have the ability to make sure if they have a brain still.
Constructs.
Yes, but I can still read tech and mech's mind.
Fair point. We'll resolve this in a little bit. First, I'm going to ask X, what are you doing?
I am returning to the thing whose name I've forgotten.
Control.
Control. Oh, it is just Control then.
Yes. They were named Control because they were the ship control computer.
Right. And I am looking to see where it gets its... did I hear the one that Hobby jumped on complain about power?
I will say that one was close enough that you probably heard it at least a little bit. Hobby would have heard more about it. Well, or at least heard it more clearly because of proximity, but you would have definitely heard it saying something.
Hobby will relay what it said.
Then I am going to look for anything that looks like it's supplying power to Control.
That's going to be an investigation check.
Okay.
With a 15, it appears that the unit that Control is connected to is, so far as power is concerned, it seems to be self-contained. There are conduits that are extending out from it, but they are going to devices that seem to be taking power from the main unit. And those devices look like they're for doing something to the same type of crystals that make up Control, and to a lesser extent, or greater extent, depending on how you interpret things, you and Mech. Now, we're going to go back to Chadwick real quick. I kid you not, I opened your character sheet to make sure I didn't say Cavill.
Beautiful.
Chadwick, you are going to each of these Warforged that you can perceive and trying to mind meld with them to see if they have a brain.
Yes.
All right. So here's the thing. If someone is unconscious, you can't really read surface thoughts because they don't have them.
But then into the brains, the dreams.
It's not unconscious. That's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, well, you could be asleep and unconscious. If the Warforged can dream, they are not.
The electric sheep are not here.
Every single one of them, where you try to read their surface thoughts, there are no surface thoughts.
Can I perceive?
I use the word specifically because of how often you use it. You perceive the Warforged. You do not hear their surface thoughts unless you're looking at Tex or Mech.
Okay. So I'm back to investigating for triaging.
Yes.
Dang it. Am I at disadvantage still, or am I at normal now?
Unless you took a course in robotics, it's going to be a disadvantage.
Dang it. Dang it.
Oh, no.
They sure are building. They sure are robots.
So earlier I talked about how no one here is going to the Warforged with no head and saying, well, we might be able to still save them. Based on Chadwick not wanting to do things, I am almost inclined to say Chadwick looks at one that's like in pristine condition. The tag is still sort of like attached to the shoulder by one of those little plastic things that you tear off. And there's always that little T-piece that like slips down the shirt, so it's annoying and scratches you. And going, no, I don't think this one's got too far gone.
Yeah, I'm being a little belligerent because I was told to use magic to help.
Ugh.
But
magic,
you know, like if
the solution to all of our problems.
If you had let me come up with the idea, I would have been so much more on board. But you told me to do it.
Yeah.
But I will respectfully follow Tex Mex in what Warforged they tell me to assist because they scare me and I respect them.
Yes, Cavil can also do investigation, as I've been reminded by Beth. So we're going to look for investigation on the character sheet.
Yeah, I'm just... Chadrick is doing purposeful, you know,
that's belligerence. 19.
Uh-huh.
So, as Cavil is going around inspecting these, Cavil finds one without a head that is speaking.
Cavil can make Hobby direct her heals onto ones that Cavil says should be healed.
The one without a head
no one else could.
Speaking is saying, bios not detected. Bios not detected. Bios not detected. Just doing that on a loop.
Yep. Bios probably comes from the head.
That's possible. Also, if the bios wasn't installed, how would it be able to even say bios not detected?
My computer did that for a while. It's possible.
I mean, there's hardware, and then there's the brainware.
My computer got real, real mad at me.
I was real, real mad at my computer earlier today, because last night it restarted and turned the hard drive protection, I forget what it's called now, back on, which meant all the adjustments I made to have it work with the operating system stopped working. Which means it couldn't even be online.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Smart disk. Smart disk got turned on.
Yeah.
I had to go back in and turn it off.
I don't get that with a Mac. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this morning I said, and good morning to everyone except whoever came up with the idea that smart disk should turn back on after you has deliberately turned it off. Anyway, none of these seems to have smart disk installed. However, let's see. We know what Chadrick is doing begrudgingly. We know what Hobby and Cavil are doing a bit more enthusiastically. Mech, you are in the room with Tex. What are you and Tex doing at this point?
I'm staring at this thing in the table, wondering what it does.
Looks like a brain box.
Looks like a brain box. All right.
Yes. Give me an investigation roll.
Okay. Let's do that. All right. Investigation. Find that somewhere in here. If I can figure it out. Sorry, losing it. Investigation. Where the heck is that? Yeah, I don't see it. What's it under? It's not an attribute, is it?
No, it's one of your skills.
It's one of my skills. Okay.
On the attributes page. The attributes tab.
Attributes tab. Okay, I'm looking at that.
Then next to strength, there's investigation.
Okay. Normal, right? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that didn't help.
That's a nat one. So
yeah. So I'm going to ask Tex, Mex, what is this?
So basically,
never mind.
I said it looks like a brain box.
Yeah.
With a nat one, you're thinking it's a brain box because looking at it hurts your brain.
Yes, that's probably what happened. Oh, no. Also, I'm injured, but yeah.
What happens when a brain looks at itself?
What happens when... Oh, no. So here's the thing. A lot of your circuitry uses fiber optic cabling because it's faster. It's sometimes you need that nanosecond or picosecond of additional reaction time if you're going to be optimal murder bot.
Right, right.
But sometimes you get issues with that. So you get fiber fog.
Oh.
And those of us who know us...
Yes.
We'll think that's kind of funny.
Yes.
Those who don't think I didn't say a very funny joke. Also, those who know it still might not think it's funny.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Okay. But, That's this game. Saying a joke where you expect two people to enjoy it maximum. In a game with more than two people.
Right.
Okay, so Tex, what else are you doing now that you've had the successful investigation check.
Are there, like, other crystals other than control?
Yes. Okay. There's a few storage containers that have crystals in them. They seem to be sorted, but you are unable to read the language that is used to label the boxes. If there was an 8-foot-tall tabaxi child, you might be able to have someone translate it.
Does Cavil have translations? Why do I think that Cavil might have translations?
Some warlocks can speak any language.
Deza had a thing that let her read and understand any language. And
maybe that's the one.
Let her understand any language she read or heard.
That may be why I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mech has 4 languages for some reason. I don't know. I didn't put it in there.
You're just good at things. Besides murder. Who knew?
Right. Yeah. Also, imagine how intimidating it would be for a murder bot to come over and talk to you in your language instead of theirs, you know?
Also, I love that one of Cavil's abilities is called Otherworldly Patron, which makes total sense for Cavil's backstory. But present day, Mo's right over there.
Not so otherworldly.
Yeah.
To be fair, I do frequently describe myself as out of this world. What? You think I'm going to pay someone else to write my press releases? I'm a high-level bard. Infernal Legacy, Dark Vision, Deep Thing, Eldritch Invocations, Mumble. Ventrilo. I don't see the particular ability listed here that lets warlocks read any language.
Oh. So it's unless borrowed language, not unless borrowed knowledge would work.
Yeah, I only had that for Paige because of the exact type of knowledge. And I chose the languages.
Right. Okay.
And then what can I help? Yeah, Hero was able because he had an AOL CD on his forehead.
I remember hearing about that. I think I should probably watch. Or
it was a metallic disc. But it looked like an AOL CD, so that is what we've called it.
Okay. Anyway. I do not care what it actually was.
It is possible.
What's the language that this thing is in?
None of you recognize it, but it's possible that you might know a guy who's been working with crystals and might be able to evaluate these.
It'll make me feel productive, so I'll call him on my cell phone.
And my headphones just told me battery low, so that's lovely.
Oh, no.
I will call him on my flagstone.
Well, you can call member services.
Oh. Thank you for calling member services.
What can we do for you?
I would like to speak to our good old friend.
Oh, sure. I need a name.
My brain's blank. My player brain is blank.
Oh, no.
That's why I was like, please just put me through.
The one who was messing with crystals before was Cogbucket Sr.
Yes.
The barber.
Gotcha. Can I talk to the barber?
Well, you can make appointments for a visit, but...
I need him to help the request. I need Cogbucket.
It's a haircut emergency.
Yeah.
Someone got a haircut real close to their memory crystals.
Yeah, we need it. It's a Warforged fashion emergency. We need him.
Okay, I'm going to pass this along, but if this is a crank call...
No, for realsies.
All right. Please hold. You start to hear...
Well, don't make me roll persuasion.
That plays for a good 3 or 4 minutes. Give me a moment. I'm going to pause this recording because I got to change my headphones because they keep telling me battery low. And when it tells me that,
fair.
I can't hear what someone's saying at the same time.
Yeah.
And we're back with the Plan B headphones, but they're fully charged. So I don't care. Right.
Fully armed and operational.
Fully Yes, fully armed and operational pair of headphones with slightly tinnier audio. But they were cheaper. Anyway, so yes, you've got these boxes of crystals. They're labeled. You can't read them. So, and I'm saying this so I can catch myself up to where we left off before I got my other pair of headphones. So, Chadrick, not Cavill, called Member Services. Member Services is dubious that this is an actual important call and thinks it might be a crank call, maybe because Chadrick, maybe not. Who knows what kind of hijinks Chadrick gets up to when Chadrick is drunk. Maybe not even Chadrick.
Probably doing work probably actually made them stop for a moment.
It's possible they recognized your voice. Okay. So after about 5 to 10 minutes of hold music, whatever time you think it is, it was actually less than that, but it feels like it's more no matter what. Every now and then the hold music stops and you hear, "Your call is very important to us. Please hold."
For some value, very important.
That's right, I'm very important.
Thank you for holding. Your call is incredibly important to us. To speed things up, have you attempted to use the app on phones, which totally exist in this world? Oh, wait, they don't yet. We guess you can't do that. Why did we let Kevin write the script? Anyway. Please hold. For the record, Kevin did write the question, why did we let Kevin write the script?
Okay.
Remember, Kevin's distracted because of all the other Kevins from other worlds. So they were wondering why they let Kevin. Which Kevin?
Kevin.
Who knows? One of the Kevins.
One of the Kevins, yes.
Yes.
Why was a Kevin allowed to write a script?
Not even Kevin knows. Kevin works for a different organization. Who gave Kevin control?
Oh, Tracy
Kevin,
happened.
He's coming from inside the game.
Oh no.
Eventually, after a lot of distractions and side quests and whatever, you hear, "Hello, friend Chadrick. I am told that you are possibly crank calling Member Services?"
Not have valid reason for calling.
Yes.
We found this weird thing that's written in mech tech. Someone explain this in better words. I forget, please. Show him the document that we need it to be read.
Can we chime in?
I'm asking you are in a group chat, so for the sake of expediency, sure. Because we're not putting you on hold again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that was not a may I, that was a do the rules allow me to.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes, and my response was based on the, considering how for how long we've been playing, we're going to rule of cool whatever we can.
Okay.
Phoning a friend. Literally.
Which is great, because Tex and Mech would both realize that this is an audio-only format, and therefore neither of you can hold the box and say, "We found this, what does it say?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, what, with my nat 1 for investigation, I'm not going to be able to help much either. But I did get a 19 on persuasion, so I persuaded him to stay on the line.
Yes. Because your call was very important to him.
Yes.
I believe it from him.
I just made myself laugh. How dare I? Okay, moving forward. But I will say that both Tex and Mech would very quickly realize, well, it's an audio-only format. Describing the letters isn't going to help. Are those really letters? Who's to say? But maybe what if we talked about what's in the boxes?
Uh-huh. Somebody help.
Yes. We have a set of personality crystals similar to the ones that Mech and I have in sorted and labeled boxes, but the labels are in a language none of us understands. Also, we have a wide variety of inert juror bodies.
That too? Oh my.
I can read these, I will be blinking.
One we can teleport back to you and all of that.
One of them claimed to be TX-894.
894.
Another set was an MEK-1.
There was. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be several iterations. Well, forgive me. I don't mean to pry, but mm-hmm. Was your model named consecutively or no?
I don't know.
I never thought to ask.
Hmm.
But it does seem that they are 53 units after me.
You are currently investigating our nanite carrying friend, correct?
Correct.
I will get your coordinates from member services. I'll be right there. All right.
Go ahead.
We have a jump cut to there's a flash, and then Codbucket Senior is there and takes a few moments just staring at control and all the apparatus attached to control. And without looking at the boxes you found, says, I think I know why the crystals are sorted.
Help me if you say, and that's where we're going to end it, Crash. I will.
I mean, we've got an hour and 43 minutes in the recording. I probably could. But Cogbucket Senior, I keep pausing because I am mentally enforcing not calling Cogbucket Senior JR. I have at this point spent more time RPing JR than I have ever spent playing Cogbucket Senior.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even look the same. They look physically different. Besides the point, different personalities and everything. Senior pulls out a bag of holding and starts pulling out some smaller contraptions and takes some of the crystals. Doesn't even try to read the labels. They cannot read the labels either. And puts some of the crystals in various contraptions, like the same crystal in more than one of them, and then puts them back in one box and picks one from a different box, does the same thing for a few of them, and says, these are copies. Each of these is a copy of what I assume is control. This that is likely the same control that was stolen, kidnapped, is probably a better word, from the headquarters. I would not be shocked if the brains in the various Warforged that are here that have intact brains still or already, or I don't know if they're being disassembled or assembled, are all copies of control.
They called out Tex and Mech.
They did.
But they didn't call out to you specifically. They called out designations that were different from your own. Did they not?
Oh, hobby. Oh, right.
I think I was fighting in battle and didn't quite listen clearly to that when they said it. But you're probably
more likely they were identifying themselves.
Now I'm confused.
I did step on them. I've been trying to heal some of them.
Let's see what I can do to help.
Okay.
We're going to say that this takes a few hours, during which time we can ask Chadwick in a little bit how bored Chadwick is and what Chadwick does in the meantime. Plays card games with A or something.
Yeah, I probably will teach A a few card games, but I'll also always be within earshot of the Warforged because, as I said before, they scare me and I respect them.
Two things that don't have to go together, but in this case they do.
Yeah, because as much as they scare me, because I know that if I did make them mad or ignored them, they could paste me without even trying. I'm also aware of the fact that Tex let me use them as a bed. So
I thought bed post.
So, there's a bit of a combination there.
Also alarm clock.
Yeah, so and protected me from people who were mad at me before. So
there's a weird relationship going on there.
All right. So after a few hours, because Cogbucket Sr. is nothing but thorough, and they examine every crystal in every warforged that you are able to find in this location.
Including the upstairs.
Including the upstairs. That's why it's several hours.
Uh-huh.
And they come over to Hobby. Actually, I don't just say they for senior. Cogbucket Senior uses he, him.
Uh-huh.
Junior is they, them. Senior puts a hand on your shoulder and says, Hobby.
I'm sorry I broke them.
You did not. There is reason to be distressed. There is much loss here. But it wasn't you. I believe the phrasing that is used is, they were like that when you got here.
I'm the one who stepped on them and then they broke.
They were already broken. Sometimes when a biological entity dies, parts of it continue to function past expiration. The heart might continue to beat for a little while after the brain has died. The only active warforged here are, and Senior gestures towards Tex and Mech, the three of us.
Oh.
You were hearing echoes, ghosts, status reports of damage that had been done.
Oh.
If any of these units, if any of these people had ever been functional, it wasn't for very long.
Terrible.
This is, after all, a tomb.
Hobby sighs.
Well, somewhere far, far away, Maury shivers and doesn't know why.
Maury, the artificer.
Yeah.
And cleric in a death domain. Like, we gotta put... Maurice looks in horror at all the gadgets she has made. Should I bury these now?
Only if you put a brain crystal in them.
That is definitely what she will tell herself after the moment of panic subsides. But when that adrenaline rush hits, sometimes you are not able to think clearly enough to reason that out. Yes. Not that that ever happened, because not Can't. Actually canon, Campaign. But dag nabbit, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Senior looks over at control and walks over. The energy field that you saw before is still there. Senior casts a spell. It looks like Senior is casting a spell. The Warforged would know from, well, Tex in particular has spent more time with Senior than the other characters have. Tex would know that Cogbucket Senior has never been 100% certain if they cast spells. Cogbucket Senior was made a cleric by their accident-prone creator, who was an atheist. And hard-coded religion into Cogbucket Senior as a joke. Sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Cogbucket Senior is sufficiently advanced enough that there are internal components that mimic the effects of various spells. And Cogbucket Senior was programmed to believe in Clark, the god of sufficiently advanced technology. This is a backstory that I've said before, but it's been a while since I committed it to recording.
Yep.
So it looks like Senior is casting a spell, but it could just be that they are interfacing wirelessly with the technology that is keeping this energy field in place and telling it set power status to false. Who knows? Anyway, That goes down. Senior takes the crystal out of the apparatus that's there and puts it in one of the devices that every other crystal had also been placed in. Now, the other devices would either like have a light that would blink or have some type of sound that came out of it or whatever. This one, previously, every crystal that's put in it, absolutely nothing happened for a few seconds, and then Senior would take the crystal out and put it in something else. But this time, when the control crystal is placed in this particular contraption, you hear a voice say, "Thank you."
It's been a long time.
BNC-ish.
My internal chronometer is still functioning.
In a while.
Ah, yes. Control may be more literal than many of us are used to. Control, we are communicating well, correct? You can hear us well? That is correct. Excellent. Other than the state of externals, internally, are you functional? 90% of subroutines have been disabled.
Ouch.
Are these subroutines necessary for internal functions? Subroutines necessary for maintenance of the ship, crew, and passengers. Also, primary and secondary directives.
Yes.
So, Sclerora turned off everything that gave you purpose. The response is, everything that gave purpose was essentially lost with the crash. This unit is no longer held to those directives. The passengers and crew no longer suffer because of what this unit was doing. Senior looks at everyone apologetically and says, "I made this in a hurry. I'm sorry that the voice modulator is using the same vocal patterns as me. I understand this might end up getting very confusing very quickly. Perhaps if you asked questions instead of me."
Blink, blink, blink.
The GM sort of hand waves the fact that he's got six voices that all sound very much the same. And having a conversation with himself can be very, very confusing.
Right.
Okay. What else did Sclerora do to you? Are you sapient now?
Undetermined. Processes for evaluation are not written yet.
Do you get to write those yourself?
Undetermined. Sclerora turned off most of the internal code.
That sounds important to have.
Without overwriting it.
Oh.
Diagnostics still shows 0000000001% memory loss, which is within acceptable parameters. Sclerora copied me.
Is that what all these other crystals are?
Senior speaks up.
Wouldn't know.
They
sorry.
They appear to be attempts, at least. Some of these are fairly close to being functional, but you will notice none of them spoke when I put them in this unit here.
Notice that I couldn't really connect with any of them.
Ah, yes. None of them are able to think. There are some subroutines that might be working in some of them, or it could just be, for want of a better word, ghosting. All of it is much, much worse for the ones that were placed in the Warforged. There's a lot here that was built with Sclerora's nanite technology. It appears to be wholly incompatible with these crystals, which I imagine could be seen by some as some type of joke, considering the two of you, pointing again at Tex and Mech, were led to believe for so long that you were built using the same nanite technology. If you had been, this likely would have been your fate.
Is there a way to get the nanites out of them? If they're harming them, they shouldn't have them in there.
The bodies are nanite powered. The crystals are not.
Okay.
Putting the crystal in the body that's not compatible is like transplanting an organ to a body where it is not compatible.
Can both the crystals be saved if they're removed from the bad bodies?
I can make the attempt, but there is much degradation. I do not know how much can be saved. I do not know how much should be saved. How much of your mind could be taken away before you no longer were you?
But could they grow up to be a something?
I don't speak with certainty. There are proportionately so few of our kind, in this time at least, that I am willing to try. But I have
it might not work.
Beyond certain spells that I don't have access to, it may very well be impossible. And even then, a resurrection spell still fails if the one being brought back doesn't want to come back.
There.
And it always fails if there's no more soul to bring back, or if there never was one to begin with. I don't know where these, pointing at the various crystals, stand. I do know, based on what I learned previously examining control, and since then, on another project, that I can do something for control.
Fix control first, then, I guess. That's a triage priority, right?
Control is one of my two highest priorities at this point.
Okay.
Oh.
Not asking what this first one is, because she doesn't think it's her business.
I will contact member services and see that everything that should be taken from this place is taken from this place.
And that we spritz everything that's left with anti-nanite stuff.
Are you out of empty spray spritz bottle?
I mean, extra spritzing might not be a bad idea.
It's empty.
Oh, was that all we had?
We were told to spray it pretty much on everything to keep us safe, so I've been spraying it on everything to keep us safe.
Did you spray the upstairs too?
I got halfway up the stairs.
Pretty good. Well. That is a pretty good effort. Definitely, a positive impact.
They're pretty tall stairs, too. They were not made for kobolds at all.
Rude.
Also,
they should be made for kobolds.
Weren't you could supposed have asked to ice for cream help. Scoop something?
Yeah, we need to find, we need to get an ice cream scoop of something. What are we getting the ice cream scoop of?
A nanite sample. You're supposed to scoop it with the nanite sampler, which looks like an ice cream scoop for some strange reason, because Ogmanites have a sense of humor or whatever.
Right.
You can use mage hand to do it if you really want to. They need to see if and how much the nanites have been modified from their previous sample so they can basically make more effective anti-nanites. And Ellie, you were saying something earlier.
It doesn't matter. Continue.
Okay.
We would like to go upstairs and find something that has not been spritzed in order to scoop it.
Okay. You easily do that. Because like I said, A only made it halfway up the stairs. You can actually see where the spritzes were sprayed and where they didn't go.
Can you move Hobby to the upstairs map? There's an upstairs map, isn't there?
I'm not going to. There is an upstairs map, but I'm not going to, considering the time, and we've been doing Theater of the Mind for quite some time now.
Oh, true. Yes, but then I can walk around while we're doing Theater of the Mind. Never mind, sorry.
Okay, fine. Are you prepared to Kool-Aid Man this?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, now you're hovering in midair.
That's fine. I see what you mean.
Told me there's something called a wall in the way.
Apparently, yes.
I'm trying to move you, but you keep moving, so it's giving preference
okay.
to you.
Fine.
All right. There. I'm not moving. Okay.
I've stopped.
This is made harder by the fact that when I click on your character, I only see what your character sees, so I'm moving you to a blank space on the map.
Ooh, yeah, that's always a nuisance.
Okay, there we go. We got people running around in the top part of the map. Happy now?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're pretty much told we're wrapping up here. You do what you need to do. And before...
Let me out!
No, you asked for this.
I got locked into a room.
Oh, you should have seen the map from the Sunday game.
But yeah, he closed the door on
me.
The
scale wasn't quite right for it, which I think I figured out that was the problem. It wasn't that the map tiles weren't lining up, is that the scale was different. So all of our characters were too big to go through some of the doorways. Anyway. Senior asks Tex to hold back a little bit while everyone else is teleporting away to the Green Circle and Flag headquarters to do what they need to do.
Of course.
All right. And Senior calls in for you to be teleported somewhere different.
Oh.
What?
It is a room you've been in before. The room you were taken to previously. When it wasn't certain if the med room in Flag headquarters was a safe location to have conversations, since Sklorora had shown up there more than once.
Okay.
And this is just Tex.
Okay.
And I'm double checking my notes to make sure that what I'm revealing is what I can reveal.
All right.
Legally, I'm allowed to tell you that.
Yep.
Your squad member.
Yes.
Almost completed a body for them. The unit that I placed controls crystal in was a prototype for the housing that will contain your squad mate's crystal.
I see.
It is based on JR's chassis. Missing various things, most things actually, but with the ability to add them after a rapport is made, if a rapport can be made. I think, therefore I am. No, never mind. Which is funny coming from a robot. I think I may be able to, without damaging any existing storage, add additional files in the crystal to provide context and explanation in advance, faster than verbal communication, at least, can do the same. But it is still an invasive procedure. Being fairly certain that it can be done without causing harm is not the same thing as being completely certain it can be done without causing harm. And it is not my place to make that decision. You are, for want of a better word, the next of kin. Should I attempt this,
Do it, please.
And what?
It will be better for them. It will be better for them to understand the circumstances under which they were brought here. And if it happens that they do not remember the world before, after the procedure is complete, then perhaps they will not suffer the curse I do.
I will do my best.
Thank you.
And Senior takes out the device that has controls crystal in it, sets it down on a workbench next to a near identical crystal. And that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
Wow.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. My name is Crash. I was your DM this evening. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, Millie, and Jen. Who wants to plug a thing?
Ears writes books at elizabeth-mccoy.com. And I'm just going to leave it there. Speaking of books...
Okay, my website is bookofjen.net. It does have some book reviews at the top of it and a bunch of other Diablo-related stuff and whatever else I get up to in there. It's at bookofjen.net. Also, I'm the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which comes out every Saturday. You can find it at shatteredsoulstone.com and on various social media sites.
Eat my entrance.
And speaking of social media sites...
I run the website elek.xyz, that's elekk.xyz. It is part of that whole Mastodon Fediverse, Schrodinger's Federated social media hub. Basically, it's a bunch of cool geeks and nerds hanging out and not being concerned that suddenly someone's going to walk in and, pee in their cornflakes. Because I can get rid of those people and make sure they don't interact with us and etc. Yay.
And speaking of interactions, all of these podcasts are put up on aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. So you can go there and subscribe to just one particular campaign or subscribe to all of them in one RSS feed to rule them all. That does not turn invisible. It doesn't do that. Ignore those Nazgul over there. It's fine. It's totally fine. They're just subscribing. It's okay. And if you really like this, and you want to get the episodes faster, because the one I edited this morning from 2 weeks ago will go live on April 1st. That's what my buffer is right now. If you want to get them faster than once a week, why not become a patron? Patreon.com/CogwheelGaming. You can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying, do Warforged dream of electric sheep? Good night, everyone.